The Connecticut State Bond Commission has approved a request from outgoing Democratic Governor Dana Malloy to borrow up to $10 million to study the possibility of reinstating tolls on the state's highways. The approval came despite strong opposition from Republican politicians who argued that the study would be a waste of taxpayer money. WSHU's Zambong Odama reports.
Governor Malloy is pushing back on the Republican opposition. Malloy says Connecticut's Special Transportation Trust Fund is projected to run out of money for new projects in 5 years, so it makes sense to begin the process of studying electronic tolls now and determining how much money would be generated by such tolls, because Connecticut is losing out to its neighbors that have highway tolls.
I don't want to hear from Republicans that we lose jobs to Boston if they're not willing to give us a transportation system that competes with Boston. I don't want to hear Republican members of the legislature now or in the future complain that we're not winning our fair share of job growth in New York City unless they're willing to invest in a modern highway system and rail system.
Senate Republican President Len Fasano argues that the study is unnecessary.
People in Connecticut don't want tolls. They just don't want to be pickpocketed anymore. We don't need to do a toll study. The next governor coming in, whoever that's going to be, they can make that decision.
In the meantime, Fasano says Republican lawmakers have proposed a plan they say prioritizes state transportation spending. But Malloy's transportation commissioner says the Republican plan falls short because it fails to find new funding for the state's depleted transportation trust fund. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.